Why, hello, Arthur, again. I'm so glad to finally get started with the first episode of the... Okay. I'm already stuttering on the name of my podcast. Oh, The Brilliant. Yes, The Brilliant. So, to kick things off with a bang, I don't really want to upset viewers. We're going to talk about the 2020 presidential election. So most of you are like, yeah, who cares? It's still like a year away. I don't really care. Yes, but you should probably know about it before they start talking about it in the news. And you're like, who in the world is this person? Like, before you learn about all that stuff. So, before we begin, let's talk a little about politics and stuff. I'm not really a politics guy, but when it comes to this type of stuff, yeah, I get intense. What, did that make sense? Anyways, I'm just looking back at the 2016 presidential election votes. Yeah, I know, you're like moaning, like, oh, why do we have to talk about this? Like, I'm no politics. Okay. Well, you can see that Trump got 304 electoral votes, and Clinton got 227, which means Trump won. But you can look at popular vote. Clinton got 65,853,514. Trump got 62,984,828. So more people in our country actually voted for Clinton, but she didn't win, which to me doesn't make sense, because if we are a democratic country, we should have majority. But we're kind of more like a constitutional republic because we follow what our constitution says. I understand, but is that really fair to get more people to vote for you and then ultimately lose? Like, for District Columbia alone, Clinton won 90% of the popular vote and Trump got 4%, which really doesn't make sense because the president's gonna live there and they, like, all wanted Clinton. 9 out of 10. So, the 2020 presidential election is gonna be a big deal. Of course, Trump is gonna run again. Because he's like a millionaire, he can run in advance, and because I live in Iowa, we have the first caucus. So, yeah. Whoop for Iowa. Ooh. Oh, okay. So, let's just read off Wikipedia. The 2020 United States presidential election is scheduled for Tuesday, November 3rd, 2020. Okay, 1 year. Will be the 59th quadrennial U.S. presidential election. Voters will select presidential electors who in turn on December 14th, 2020, will either elect a new president and a vice president or re-elect the incumbents. In the event that no candidate receives the minimum 270 electoral votes needed to win the election, the United States House of Representatives will select the president from three candidates that receive the most electoral votes. And the United States Senate will select the vice president from the candidates that received the two highest totals. So that's actually really interesting. I never knew that would happen. So basically, President Donald Trump of the Republican Party, who was elected in 2016, is seeking a re-election. And he will be inaugurated on January 20th, 2021. Wow. So let's talk a bit about the candidates. So, running right now on June 2nd. As a Democrat, is Bennett, Biden, Booker, Bullock, Buttigieg, Castro, Del Bazzaro, just said that weird, Delaney, Gubbard, Gilbrand, Harris, Hickenlooper, Inslee, Kuchelar, Manizam, Mutilan, O'Rourke, Ryan, Sanders, Slawell, Warren, Williamson, Young. And then for Republican, we got Trump and Weld. Like, why is he running? Like, who is this guy? Weld, he's a former governor of Massachusetts. Oh, kind of like Lincoln. He just wants, I don't know. He's just running. Alright, so let's go over each of the candidates. We'll talk a little about them. Michael Bennett, he is a senator from Colorado. He is seeking a compromise. He is known for the Gain of Eight that created a comprehensive immigration reform bill. He had cancer, and his surgery was successful, and he wants to modernize the economy with AI and increasing infrastructure. Okay, interesting. Personally, he's not really well known, just a senator. But he's looking more towards the future of AI, and that'll be interesting to see. Joe R. Biden Jr. Let's listen to his quote. If we give Donald Trump 8 years in the White House, he will forever and fundamentally alter the character of this nation, who we are, and I cannot stand by and watch that happen. Okay, so I think Biden's kind of like a point, like, he normally wouldn't run, but he's like seeing all this stuff Trump's doing, and he's like, he can't stand it anymore. He's like, I will like cry if he keeps on doing this. I need to take him down. And personally, I love Amtrak, and he loves Amtrak, so we'd be best buds. He's ran for president twice before. He's one of the best like figures. 2020 will be his last chance to run for president. He was former vice president of the United States, former senator from Delaware, and he just wants to put in a global stage of economics, income, manufacturing, and fast food. Oh, strengthening economic protections. So this guy's kind of like, yeah, I think that'd be good. Like, I don't have a job yet, but maybe in the future he'd be a good guy because he could help me get a job, get a higher pay. That'd be really nice. Cory Booker is 50 years old, a senator from New Jersey, former mayor of Newark. Look, Newark. Amtrak stops there. Okay. I believe that we can build a country where no one is forgotten, no one is left behind, where we see the faces of our leaders on television and feel pride, not shame. Shame. Donald Trump is not shame. Personally, I think some of the things he's doing is ultimately correct, but some of the other things he's not doing is not correct. Like, he doesn't believe in global warming, issues such as immigration. I personally believe you can't just let people run into this country. We don't know who they are. It's dangerous. I want to be safe. And if I don't know who you are, and you're just running through this country, like the most powerful country in the world, you could do anything. Like bring a gun somewhere, cause a mass shooting, something bad could really happen. I want to know who's in my country so I can feel safe. Illegal immigration is just the not right thing. If you need help and you want to get a job, that's why I kind of support that we should have some way for people to get in, but I don't support illegal immigration, if you understand Republican Democratic views. So basically, Cory Booker as an ascendant leader in criminal justice and would most likely unify the country. Steve Bullock, 53, governor of Montana, former state attorney general. We need to defeat Trump in 2020 and defeat the corrupt system that lets campaign money down, drown out the people's voice, so we can finally make good on the promise of fair shot for everyone. On the promise of fair shot for everyone. Democratic governor of a state that Mr. Trump easily won in 2016. So that's interesting because they have a Democratic governor. He's in favor of assault weapons ban. Yeah, I believe that we should not have this gun violence. Like, recently the shooting in Virginia Beach, that was really bad. He expected to make campaign finance reform a priority while also pushing early childhood education and other policies aimed at reducing economic inequality. Next, Pete Buttigieg, mayor of South Bend, Indiana. I've been to South Bend, Indiana on the train. All right, Pete Buttigieg. I've heard a lot about him, and he's one of the front-running candidates for the 2020 presidential election, so I think he'll do quite well. I launched a presidential exploratory committee because it is a season for boldness, and it is time to focus on the future. So he began to draw notice after delivering an essay about Democrats to recover from their defeats in 2016, a long shot campaign. He has stressed a generational identity and called for policies on issues like climate change and economic opportunity. I think he'd be a good guy. Okay, Julian Castro, 44. Former housing secretary, former mayor of San Antonio. I'm running for president because it's time for new leadership, because it's time for new energy. He's challenging Ted Cruz in the Senate. He opted out in the 2018 midterm elections. A rising political star has struggled to find a role during the Trump administration. His signature issues, he have emphasized the platform of universal pre-kindergarten Medicare for all. This guy's more like a... I don't know. Time for new leadership, new energy, housing, Medicare. I mean, Bill DeBezo. Basio. As president, I will take on the wealthy. I will take on big corporations. I will not rest until this government serves working people. So he's probably aiming towards Trump, like, I don't like you. And is likely to run on his signature pre-kindergarten program in cities low crime rate. So kind of more like criminal justice. Credibility, make the case, universal pre-kindergarten, falling crime, sturdy economy. Basically make the U.S. a safer place, more stable economy. Next, John Delaney, 56, former congressman from Maryland. I think I'm the right person for the job, but not enough people knew who I was or still knew who I am. You think? Well, you shouldn't think, you should know. It's kind of showing you're not really committed to this job and you don't think you're going to win. I think that just... No. Excuse me. He was elected to the House in 2020. A pragmatic idealist in his telling. Aggressively running since 2017. Already visited every county in Iowa. Though unclear if he has improved his long shot prospects. Okay, this is kind of weird because he says he thinks he's the right person for the job. He's visited every county in Iowa. I live in Iowa. I haven't heard about this guy. Like, I don't really think he's doing a good job. He has pitched himself as a biased partisan problem solver, but has endorsed liberal causes in the universal healthcare. Next, Tulsi Gabbard. These names are just so hard. Like, if these people are going to become our president someday and I can't say their names, that's just not good. 38, congressman from Hawaii. Ooh, Hawaii. Aloha. She supported Bernie Sanders in 2016. She says there are a lot of challenges that are facing the American people that I am concerned about and I want to help solve. Well, I'm happy you're trying to solve these problems, Tulsi. Her signature issue was opposition to American military intervention overseas, including countries like Syria. So one of the main roles of being the president of the United States is commander-in-chief. And basically they're in charge of directing everything the army has to do. He controls the army if he wants to send a nuclear missile. They have to listen to him. If he wants to send troops to Kansas to fight the Topekians, well, they have to. So, she has apologized for her history of anti-gay statements and her past work for an anti-gay ad. I can't apologize for that, okay? It's final. I feel like that kind of ruined her career. People will try to ruin your reputation based off your past. Think so. If you think you're running for president or something, like, be careful. Like, don't let people blackmail you into this type of stuff. But personally, I don't think she's serious. Kirsten Gillibrand, former senator from New York. I'm going to run for president of the United States because as a young mom, I'm going to fight. So something I'm seeing is that a lot of women are now running. So, if you don't mind, I'm going to quickly look back at last year. At the 2016 Democratic candidates. Democratic Party candidates. Wikipedia. Yes, Wikipedia! So, we got Hillary Clinton, who is, like, the chosen one. Bernie, Martin O'Malley, Lincoln Chaff, Lawrence Lessig, Jim Webb, Rocky De La Fuente. So, there were no women actually running last year. I think what Hillary Clinton did was amazing. She inspired so many women to actually run for president because most people don't think of a woman as a president. So, that was great. Like, fighting for women's rights. Like, you can see a ton of the women this year. Like, a ton of women are running this year. I think that's great. And after Hillary Clinton showed that more people wanted a woman as their president, that was just great to see. So, I'm really happy a lot of women are running. Was once a congresswoman from a conservative House district, has transformed into a progressive champion. Signature issue has placed women's equality and opportunity at the center of her policy agenda. I think that's great. She's a mom, and she's gonna fight for other people's kids as hard as I would fight for my own. That's great. Kamala Harris, I've heard about her. She's from California. She's a senator, attorney general, former attorney general, former San Francisco district attorney. Well, that's a big resume. I believe our country wants and needs some leadership that provides a vision of the country in which everybody could see themselves, would bring star power and history-making potential to the race that few other Democrats can match. One of the few new Democrats to join the Senate after 2016, signature issues, unveiled middle-class tax cut legislation last fall, and championed a liberal civil rights agenda in the Senate. I think she'll be a strong runner. Yeah, I'll look out for her. John Hickenlooper, 67, former governor of Colorado, former mayor of Denver. Denver. I live in Denver when I graduate. I've proven again and again I can bring people together to produce the progressive change Washington has failed to deliver. So stress the record of census building around issues supporting Medicaid, gay rights, and gun control. He's kind of not really focusing on the economy or stuff like that. I think everyone wants to move away from immigration and stuff, like they caused the government shutdown. More just like helping America and our citizens, you know? I think that's great. Man, we got a heck of a lot of candidates. All right, next one. Jay Inslee, Governor of Washington, former congressman. I'm running for president because I am the only candidate who will make defeating climate change our nation's number one priority, has made climate a centerpiece. I think climate change is one of the biggest issues. Like, you can see weather has been, like, really extreme lately, and it's a lot of due to global warming and how a lot of ice is melting, which means more evaporation and just bad stuff. Yeah. Just environmental thing, I just don't really think that's going to be a strong point, honestly. Amy Klobuchar, 59, from Minnesota. Ooh, Minnesota. It's time to organize, time to galvanize, time to take back our democracy. She's a hero for stern and cool questioning of Brett M. Kavanaugh during his confirmation hearings. Ooh. Champion legislation to combat opioid crisis, drug addiction, has to address the cost of prescription drugs. Take back democracy. So I think she would fight for popular vote because she says she wants democracy. So interesting. Wayne Messam, 44, mayor of Miramar, Florida. America belongs to all of us. The promise of America belongs to all of us. This is why I'm going to run for president, to be your champion. That's promising. He's proposed canceling more than $1.5 trillion in student debt owned by 44 million Americans. I think that's great. That's great. I'm going to college soon. Great to cut off student loans. They cost so much money. I have multiple siblings. It's just going to cost so much money. So, yeah, that'd be great. Seth Moulton, congressman from Massachusetts, Iraq war veteran. I'm running because we have to beat Donald Trump, and I want to beat Donald Trump because I love this country. I've stressed four tours in Iraq, Marine Corps, foreign policy. He's gone for war, so he would understand. Interesting, because if he's gone for a lot of wars, he's probably experienced what it's like. And if we ever go to war again, we have to draft people. Probably more cautious towards that. We'll see. Beto O'Rourke. O'Rourke. 46. Former congressman from Texas. 2018. Senate candidate. This is going to be a positive campaign that seeks to bring out the very best from every single one of us. That seeks to unite a divided country. It's focused on immigration reform, marijuana legalization, and rural hospital access. I'm sorry. Marijuana legalization. No. Immigration reform. Yeah. It needs to be reformed, but, like, the concept is correct, so I'm not really sure. Man, we saw a bunch of candidates. Next one. Tim Ryan, 45, congressman from Ohio, former congressional staffer. I've watched the American dream slip through the fingers of many Americans. It is time for us to start building the America we deserve. Join Congress at 29, position himself, blue-collar voters, Midwest, renegotiating and enforcing trade deals, punishing Chinese currency manipulation, union rights, Don't really know. There's a lot of candidates this year, you know? Bernie Sanders, 77, from Vermont. The only way we'll win this election and create a government and economy that will work for all of us is with a grassroots movement, the likes of which has never been seen in American history. Bernie, he has a reputation. I think that'd be great. Keeps on trying. Medicare for all, free college tuition. Yeah, that's great. Eric Swalwell from California. Biggest question that any candidate should ask themselves is, can you make a difference for the people you'd serve? And I believe I could. He has stressed his experience as a prosecutor to investigate the Trump administration proposed funding for innovation and medical research. I don't want a president that's trying to just run for president because he wants to beat Trump. I want a president that's gonna run for president because he wants to make this country a better place. Warren, 69, Elizabeth Warren, she's been a front runner. It's time for the woman to go to Washington and fix our broken government, and that includes the woman at the top. So women, income equality, middle class attack. I think she's a strong runner. She's a woman, just like Clinton, and she's strong. Marie Womanson, self-help author, new age lecturer. We need a moral and spiritual awakening in the country. Nothing short of what is adequate to fundamentally change the patterns of our social dysfunction. Has proposed $100 billion in reparations for slavery, with $10 billion to be distributed annually over a decade for economic and education projects. Spiritually, I think she's going to take a more like a mental take onto running the government rather than a more physical and verbal take. So that'll be interesting to see. Last but not least, Andrew Yang, Asian, 44. Overall basic income is an old idea, but it's an old idea right now because it's uniquely relevant because of what we're experiencing in society. And he wants to establish a universal basic income, like $1,000 per month for all Americans. $1,000 a month? You're going to ruin the economy because that's going to be so cheap? No way! All right, Donald John Trump is, of course, you know, a Republican candidate. William Yield, he's running for the Libertarian Party ticket. Primary challenge. Well, that is amazing. And that's who's running right now. And I bet more people are going to run. I just want to see how many women running are women. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. So that's 18, 22. So there's 23 candidates so far, and how many are there? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Wow, that's amazing. And something I wanted to point out was that once it was Reading Metro, which is the commuter service of Chicago, and we were riding a 50-minute, 1-hour train ride from Aurora to Chicago, and these two groups of people are just talking about how Donald Trump is a terrible president, how he does so much to, like, those innocent children at the border, migrants, he separates them from his families, like Adolf Hitler. I don't really want to compare our president to Adolf Hitler, but I don't really think that Donald Trump's, like, ways and tactics of putting his word out aren't correct. But I think what he stands for is correct. So let's see what he thinks. Adolf Hitler used racism to rise to power. Donald Trump uses racism to rise to power. Adolf Hitler proposed mass deportations. Donald Trump proposes mass deportations. Adolf Hitler promised to make Germany great again. Donald Trump promises to make America great again. Adolf Hitler, anti-Jew fascist. Donald Trump, anti-Muslim fascist. Blames Jews for Germany's problems. Blames immigrants for America's problems. Thought Jews should wear special IDs. Thinks Muslims should wear special IDs. Honestly, that's pretty correct. I mean, yes, he is our president. I don't agree. I think Adolf Hitler was a terrible person. What he did to everybody. But, I mean, you can see his tactics and ways of getting past people are similar, and I think that's kind of creepy myself. And literally, these two women were just fighting the whole time. They weren't fighting. They agreed that both Donald Trump was not a good president, but they were just talking the whole time, and it really intrigued me. So that was interesting. So if you made it to this podcast, round of applause for you. Thanks so much. Let's have a celebration. This podcast is so special to me. I really want to teach people, educate people. I want to make it fun and interesting, and I hope that I've grabbed your attention. I just want to make this world a better place. My passion, my love, and thanks so much for letting me do that. Once again, new episodes every Wednesday and Saturday. Today's Sunday, I'm uploading an episode due to the lack of an episode on Saturday. I really hope you enjoyed these episodes. Please give me some feedback, show me some support. If you have an idea for an episode, tag me at www.patreon.com, patreon.com/billiant. Can't wait to see you again. Till next time, peace out.